Your reaction to today's 3-1 win here in Fermanagh, Warren?
I think it was a fantastic performance from us, to be honest. If I says we could have won 4, 5, 6, I don't think anyone could take it away, and that was alone in the first half. I said to the boys, you know, I'm looking for a reaction from last week. They gave me one on Wednesday night, and they carried that on today. The tempo, the energy was up there with the best. I said, nobody will match us for fitness, and nobody will match us for quality, and I mean that 100%. You know, a lot of the players there, that some of them haven't played, have come in. And listen, what a headache it gave me. I know there's players being disappointed and have been there myself, but my goodness, you know, it's a great problem to have. And as I say, I'm delighted with it, the way that it went about it. Some great individual performances again. But, you know, as I say, it's a great 3 points for us up here.
A really good start to the game and a really good start to the second half as well.
Yeah, it was, you know what I mean. As I say, I've always have belief in these players. I made that clear from the first time I come in here. And you know what I mean? I said to them, look, today you've got to realise that you're Linfield players. Everyone wants to beat you. And, you know, we've got to handle that pressure. And, you know, fair play to the boys. They went about it. You know, they've got it right. And, you know, I'm just delighted with, as I said, the start we had. We got goals. It gives you confidence. And, you know, midfielders, we've got goals in this team. People's on about goals here and lacking goals. Listen, there's a midfielder scored 4 goals in 2 games. I said, you know, that's incredible. I thought the strikers today, Andy Waterworth, great shift, he's pacing, he's getting fitter. Same with Peter Thompson. You know, Peter Thompson held the ball up, put himself about. Midfield, centre halves, wing back or full back, I couldn't pick anyone out. Tufts, great save. You know what I mean? Instead of concentration throughout the whole team, they get one chance and he makes a fantastic save. You know what I mean? He could have got their tails up. So as I say, you know, I'm really pleased with what's going on and what we're trying to do here.
All 3 goals came from centre midfielders bursting through.
Well, there you are. I think, you know, everyone knows it. There was a central midfielder bursting through last week called Frank Lampard. You know what I mean? As I said, there's goals in the team. There's goals in this team and, you know, great goals, runners off balls. They're hard to mark. They're hard to mark, and you know, we showed that today.
Ross Clark and Al Quinn came in, they turned in a real great shift, didn't they?
That's the city. It's given me problems from my head, you know what I mean? A headache. That's what I say. Everyone deserves a chance, and you know, you play your way in the teams. I was a player myself, and you know, if you do well, you've got to be rewarded, and they got rewarded.
Pleasing result today, but no rest. Big game on Monday night.
Big game Monday night. They're all big games. Every game's a big game when you play for Linfield Football Club, because everyone raises their game. But as I said, we treat every game as a come along and no different. And we'll be going there full of confidence. And you know, the boys are looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to it. And you know, can't wait for the game.
You saw them play last night, so you know how tough that's going to be going to see you.
It's going to be tough. It's not only that; it's the AstroTurf, as I said. It's not something that I like, and also, I'm disgusted, to be honest, with the way it is that we've had to come down here to play on a, you know, a 4-hour round trip while Crusaders get their game on a Friday night. And, you know, we've got less than 48 hours to get our boys prepared again. You know, I don't think it's right, whoever makes the decisions. It's something that, in my honest opinion, needs to be looked at, because you can't have part-time players asked to play 2 games in 48 hours. Ridiculous.
So it's a matter of dust down the injuries and see who's ready for Monday night, isn't it?
You've got to dust down, and you know what I mean? I'm not messy, I don't understand. You know, people think, oh, football's football, but you've got to recover. The worst day, you know, feeling as a player is, and it's been proven, is 48 hours after a game, and they go and ask players to go and play again. It's absolutely ridiculous for me, but you know, I've got to, we are what we are. You know, we don't fear no one. Whatever hurdle's put in front of us, that's what I said to the boys, we'll rise to it, and you know, dust the players down, get them recovered. And you know, move on.
But a pleasing turnout of supporters down here today, and we all believe we have a pleasing result.
Listen, the supporters are fantastic. I said that there, you know what I mean? And you know, at the end of the day, they pay good money to come all the way down here, and the boys put on a performance for them today, and you know, hopefully they'll go home happy.
Well done today, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout and a similar result come Monday night.
Thank you.